In Parshat Vayera, Moshe and Paro argue about whether the Jewish people should be allowed to leave, to take a respite, to go and serve their God Shalach Ami Vavduni, to go and serve God in the wilderness. And it's referred to explicitly in Perches Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Derech Shloshas Yamim Nelech Bamidbar. For 3 days, we want to go into the wilderness. V'zavachnu LaHashem Elokeinu Kasher Yomar Elenu, and go and serve Hashem and bring sacrifices, like we've been talking about. And the obvious question on the content of the negotiation between Moshe and Paro is, why lie? If the Jewish people have every intention of leaving, of a full-fledged, full-on exodus, then why request 3 days? What's the meaning of that? It seems like the entire premise of the exodus is perhaps based on a lie to Paro. So the answer is, as explained by Rabbi Steinsaltz and others, is that the 3 days is really symbolic. It's not that they're arguing over 3 days. 3 days is meant to show the fundamental inhumanity of slavery. Paro wouldn't even let the Jewish people go for 3 days. All of this back and forth, the whole 10 plagues is over 3 days. Is over not letting the Jewish people go for 3 days. It's months and months of plagues. And all Paro has to do is let the Jewish people go for 3 days? Obviously not. Because slavery isn't about productivity. It's not just that the Jewish people leaving for 3 days would be 3 days off and then back to work as usual. It would show a fundamental lack of control. Paro's enslavement of the Jews isn't about productivity. That's why the Midrash explains that Pitom and Ramses would be built every week and then crumble to the ground and be built again. Because it's not about productivity, it's about power. It's about subjugation. And once Paro would legitimize God by letting the Jewish people go, not for the sake of a spa treatment, not for the sake of you know, having vacation time or climbing a mountain, going on a hike. No, for the sake of serving their God, it shows that there's a power aside from Paro that dictates behavior. And then on top of that, you have the humanity of recognizing that people can't or shouldn't be worked constantly without having any break, any respite. And it's those two elements, the legitimization of a God and the recognition of the necessity of humanity, of dignity, of people, of workers, that undermines the fabric of slavery to begin with. And so this 3-day request highlights the inherent inhumanity and denigration that slavery enforces. So just as Paro views this 3 days as akin to a full-on exodus, because it would undermine his almost religious control, his divine mandate to enslave, and it would undermine the humanistic notion that people can be enslaved in this way and don't need a break, because Paro views it that way, we also view it that way, that this 3 days is symbolic of an exodus and therefore is akin to an exodus. Shabbat Shalom.